Number 10. Treat all relationships as practice and preparation for the ultimate divine relationships in the kingdom of God. This means that we should practice seeing our mate as an agent of God, recognizing our own divine nature, and remembering that we are children of God for whom great realizations and pleasures are available. Only in the kingdom of God will we find the love and the eternal relationships we long for so deeply. Ultimately, the real relationships and associations reside in their perfected states in the kingdom of God. Right now, we are living in a school of unfoldment to help us become qualified to experience love far beyond anything that we can currently imagine. To do so, we must put God at the center. The Lord is in the heart of everyone, available to guide us, but we cannot go back home if we believe that we are just physical beings looking for happiness with the opposite sex. We can go back when we accept that we are children of God who have a chance to be with our loving Mother, Father, God in an eternal realm. That is our natural birthright. We take a step closer to that eternal kingdom each time we view a situation as an expression of God's divinity, or each time we act as another's caretaker instead of an abuser or exploiter. Remember, when we live in such a high state of consciousness, we encounter divinity everywhere until finally we begin to experience the realms of the spiritual world even while in the mortal body.